This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Family Matters, Joy 94.9. God, we're really loving that Sesame Street tune tonight. We're just going to let it play all night.
Can I just say, we were all too busy going, bleh, 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 bleh. They were, oh, we better start the show.
Dave, you scared me. I was so excited about that intro.
I'm always excited just to be on air with you, Beck, and our very lovely producer, Gina. We've got a big show tonight. We've done a pre-record earlier on the phone to Nan McGregor, who was the founder of PFLAG. And she was amazing to talk to. We couldn't interview her live because she's maybe asleep now, maybe.
She's probably having a nana nap.
Is her name Nan because she's a nana, or is her name Nan?
You know what? It's the one thing I didn't ask her, and I'm probably too embarrassed to ask her because I've always known her as Nan. And I remember seeing her at every midsummer carnival, everywhere around the traps over the last 20 plus years. And she's just one of these people in our community that, like, she's a matriarch, you know, she's kind of a matriarch. She's the mum, the PFLAG mum.
She's a legend.
She's a legend. Patron of saints.
Well, advocating's hard today. She did it 25 years ago.
I know.
She was the pioneer, maybe is the word to use. We also got writer Louis Hansen, who's coming on, and he is the writer of a children's series book, the BU Collection.
BU Collection. And I've got a song coming up that I think is one of his favourites, but we'll surprise him with it in a sec. How can people get in touch with us if they want to join our conversations, which are going to be fabulous, clearly, once we all get back on track?
You sound so sceptical. You can text in on 0427-JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Becca, do you know the number off by heart?
0427-JOY949.
And the middle numbers?
0427-569-949.
Oh, that's why she's award-winning.
Can
Chicks
I tell
talking
you?
Footy
can I tell
nominee.
You how quickly I did that? When I was in grade four, I won an award for saying my four times tables the fastest. Yeah. So I'm very good at speedy numbers.
I seriously didn't think they had the times tables around when you were in grade four.
Did it on the abacus, mate.
The abacus. Anyway, what is that surprise song that we've got on?
Well, it's going to spice up your life a little bit,
Dave. Oh, I know what it is. It's the Spice Girls. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Family Matters, Joy 94.9, Spice Girls.
Love the Spice
Girls. Wow, where have they gone?
You know, I went to a New Year's Eve party in 1999 dressed as Ginger Spice.
Really?
Yep, it was amazing.
My partner had a 21st birthday. That was a Spice Girl party. That's how old we are.
At my career club, my nickname's Posh because of my surname Beckett.
Oh, when I was at trivia the other night, one of the questions was...
We're just going to keep talking about ourselves. How about we welcome our guest, Louis Hansen, to the Family Matters?
Louis, you might know this. You like the Spice Girls. What is Victoria Beckham's maiden name?
I don't know.
It's Adams.
Victoria, I was going to say if you wanted to message him, but hey, let's just give him the answer.
Sorry, Dave.
Is this common knowledge? Should I know this?
Well,
do
you
know? I didn't know that, no.
Someone at my trivia table did.
Did you win?
Yes, we did. We won a jug. We're
winning a few things lately. I like this trend. Now, Lewis, The lovely Lewis Hansen.
Sorry, Lewis.
Hello. No, thank you for having me.
I'm very excited to have
you. We've been doing
you.
Family Matters for just over a year. That's probably our weirdest introduction.
Look,
what the hell are we on
about? I forgot
the
show started and we're too busy talking.
No, I'm so happy that I'm a part of that then.
welcome to our family.
The weirder the better. You know, thank you.
Well,
thank
you are. You are a member of the family now.
Thank you so much.
And we have brought you in today because you and two other lovely people, Trent, who is too chicken to come in, and Daisy, yes, I told him I'd tease him. Daisy and Trent, you're working on a series.
We are. Yeah. So we're working on a series of children's picture storybooks. We're hoping to create 5 in total, and it's called the BU Collection. And it's essentially just about kids embracing their individuality, and essentially for the tomboys and the tomgirls, or for the kids in school who felt like they had to change in order to fit in, and for the underdogs. So book number one is Ben, the Boy Who Paints His Nails, and we launched the Kickstarter for that about 2 weeks ago now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's flown.
Do you mention underdog? Are you an underdog? Do you see yourself as an underdog?
I think I do.
Yeah?
I think I do. I mean, it definitely stemmed back from childhood as well. For me, I just never really felt like I fitted in, and especially in terms of reading books and looking on television and in films, I could never really find myself. I never really felt represented. Mm. And so I think, yeah, it definitely, I developed a complex, I think, about being a bit of an underdog. And I think that kind of stayed with me as I grew into middle school and high school.
And your motivation to write the children's 5-part series?
Yeah, well, I was so fortunate enough at the start to get some work published with SBS and some other places. And a lot of adolescents reached out to me, just like asking for advice and wanting to chat. And that was really powerful. And I guess from there, I realized that it was great. I was, you know, talking to some teenagers, but I wanted to also find a way to talk to younger kids. And then, yeah, that's how the idea of picture storybooks came to mind.
And how did you get together with Trent and Daisy? How did the three of you come up with this idea?
Well, it was kind of by luck. I mean, Daisy and I have been best friends since we were like 12.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. And Trent as well has been a really good friend of ours since we were like 13, 14. So, you know, it's a bit of a family affair as well. But yeah, it was just kind of by luck. I mean, I was inspired to write it, and I kind of wrote the story in my bedroom by myself. And then Daisy and Trent saw each other at a party, and they got onto the conversation of Trent doing publishing and Daisy's an illustrator. And Daisy said, oh, we had the most amazing conversation about, like, you know, creating children's picture storybooks. And I was like, I wrote one last week, so let's do it.
So it was funny great. Story.
Yeah. Funny story.
So the first book is about a boy called Ben.
Yes.
So who is Ben?
So Ben is just a bit of an underdog in his village. He doesn't really know where he fits in with all of the other boys. He doesn't like to play sports, or he doesn't really know where he fits in. He just likes to paint his nails and hang with his friend Violet and with his mother.
Aww.
Yeah.
Is Violet good a boy. Take on Daisy?
She could be.
I might have deep dived a little bit too far.
In the Kickstarter, the first page of the book is in the Kickstarter, and his mum is actually Daisy illustrated the mum off my mum.
So
yeah, and that the Ben, because I kind of felt like I had to write to myself in the first book, you know, I had to be a bit self-absorbed. So yeah, Ben was based off a portrait of me, I think, when I was maybe in year one or year two, my school photo. So that's, yeah, Ben, where Ben's face came from.
Beautiful.
Good to check out the photos.
Yeah. Pictures. They're on the Kickstarter page, which I'm sure we'll give some more details about.
I've actually put it up already on our Facebook page. So if you go to Joy Family Matters Facebook page, you can click on the Kickstarter campaign, follow the links, and see how you can get involved.
Fabulous. What sort of kid do you imagine is reading these books?
Well, the thing I like to think about, especially with the nature of this story, because I'm so passionate about how it turned out, the story in general. I guess what my aim is for, I want children to feel as though they can read the story and feel as though they can see a bit of themselves in Ben. And I think the beauty of the collection of what we're trying to achieve is that any children, I mean, I guess regardless of gender, race, religion, sexuality, I think you can definitely see that everyone can see a bit of themselves in Ben. I mean, the message that we're trying to project to people is quite universal, and it's just embrace who you are, regardless of who that is, just be you.
So prior to writing this book series, did you see an opportunity in sort of the space that there was a lack of books that challenged norms or didn't?
Definitely. I spoke last year at a Victorian state conference about the lack of diverse text in the school curriculum. And that just made me think, from being in school, I mean, 13 years of schooling, not one class or no 30 minutes was dedicated to sexuality or gender diversity. And I guess in a way for 13 years, I just grew up in a very straight environment, which meant that when I left, it really screwed up my confidence or how I thought I was, because the only times that I heard the word gay or anything like that was when it was a slur on the schoolyard. I definitely felt as though these types of stories just weren't being told. And I know I'm definitely not alone in that.
And you're 21 now. If you could go back in time and tell your high school self something or advice, what would that be?
Oh, I mean, it's so tough. When I was in high school, what I would always say to myself is just get through it, because to me, school was just horrific. I hated school. And my way of coping was to repress and to deny and almost to just put my head down and get through it, which looking back now is a horrible way to think about it, because school should be an enjoyable thing.
Yep.
You know, no child deserves to go to school with absolute dread. I finished school a few years ago, and I know that times are like changing even then. I know that, you know, my school never had classes about sexuality. But I guess I would just say, just try to embrace yourself and to just ride with it, and things will get better.
And was there a moment in your life where suddenly things changed from being repressing all that information to now expressing yourself? Was there a moment? What was the moment?
It was definitely I left school and then I went traveling. And yeah, when I was 19, I came back from traveling. And I don't know what happened with me, but it kind of just blurted out. I think I came back from traveling and like 3 days after, I was just like, I'm gay to everyone around me. And from then on, it just switched just like that. I mean, I guess I'd hyped it up so much in my mind for the
yes,
4 years prior. And then within a day, it was just like, oh, like.
And the more people you tell, the more people you tell, the more weight off your shoulders.
Exactly. It was so therapeutic.
You not only did you obviously yell it out, you wrote about it. And we are going to be talking to you about that later tonight. You are joining us here on Family Matters. Back in a sec.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Nan McGregor.
She
was
so
lovely.
Oh, incredible. My goodness, she was so sweet.
She strikes me as someone that would make cake.
That would make scones and her own probably jam and stuff.
Yes. But what impressed me so much is just she was out on the weekend in her wheelchair campaigning for the Yes campaign.
It was across all the papers and stuff. You could see them all out there and they got a great reception.
She was a nan that just kept on giving and still is.
She still is.
And speaking of giving.
Well, no, we've had a message.
We have?
For Nan.
Have we?
From Brad from Marvellous Melbourne. I don't know if that's different to Melbourne. Go Nan McG. I like that. Makes her sound like a rapper. You're a lovely lady. Always have been from the time I met you 20-something years ago and before that too.
Mm. Yeah.
That's adorable. Thanks, Brad.
That's the thing. Quite seriously, people of my vintage know Nan. We saw her out and about all the time out there advocating for us. And when you are young and it's not that easy coming out, having people like Nan out there, you kind of see your own mum.
How she said she didn't hesitate at the choice of choosing religion over loving her son.
Yeah,
it was just
easy.
It is.
Of course. That's my son. Love you.
And McGregor.
Well, Beck's been showing some love during the break with our, I should be careful how I phrase this next sentence, with our guest, Louise. How have you been showing the love, Miss Beck?
Well, I have been showing the love, Gina. Now, we've been talking about this BU Collection book series, and there is a Kickstarter campaign, cool, which is on our Facebook page, mm-hmm, to make some money for this project, because I imagine there are many, many things you need. I just made a donation. And
So
nice. Thank you.
That's exciting.
See, we didn't cross any lines when she's making the love with a guest. Okay?
Clang. Yeah. I paid for
she
it.
She paid
first.
Exactly.
So.
I feel like I've got to win him over more and donate another dollar.
Yeah, exactly. How much did you? What's exciting is it's not, you're not just doing a good thing. There's also rewards for your pledges.
We don't want to.
Definitely.
Now, you can make a pledge without a reward if you're a, you know, truly good person,
just
which
martyr.
I'm not.
Sure.
So, for $15 or more, you get a digital version of Ben the Boy Who Paints His Nails book. $25 or more, hardcover copy. That's what I went with, Dave.
Just yeah, to... I'm more of a hard copy type of person too.
Because it can get autographed usually.
You're a hard copy man.
Yeah.
$30 or more, you can get the signed special edition hardcover. Ooh. Oh, I should have gone for that. Anyway, that's
well,
right.
We can just have Lewis come back in.
I'll give him another $5 when he goes.
But it is facebook.com/familymattersonchoy. Is that where you can get the link?
I have, but I haven't finished.
Yeah, there's a lot more rewards.
I tell you, tonight, Beck has just been...
It keeps going.
You're a slut me, Beck.
I've actually been giving you a few daggers.
Fair glares tonight.
I'm sorry about that.
Go on, Beck. The stage is yours.
That's right. $50, two hardcover books. $60, two special editions. $80, a bundle. $100... What I was really interested in is for $250, you can get a Skype call with the author and the illustrator, which is amazing. And if you want to donate $400 or more, ooh, which you might, Dave, Daisy, would you draw a personal portrait of you?
How much money?
$400.
Wow.
Just
okay.
A lazy
and that's the thing, Daisy's...
What an upcoming overseas trip
to
pay for.
Can I give my props? So I got to see a sample because I'm the lovely producer here at Family Matters. And can I... Props to Daisy. I love the cultural diversity in the characters that we are seeing in the book.
Exactly.
It just should be stock standard when we see this. So that was beautiful.
Definitely.
Some people don't notice it, but it's something I actively look for and loved that I was seeing a story... not only about a great kid, but I was also seeing cultural diversity across the pages that I was looking at and beautiful illustrations.
Thank
well
you.
Done, Daisy.
It's so important. She's incredible.
Important.
Incredible part of the team.
Yeah. But we really encourage people to support this series. We said it when we had Jack Tomlins here talking about Grandma Maple. We can't see ourselves in these books. Publishers aren't publishing these books. We actually need to self-publish these books. We heard it from Hares and Hyenas. Most of the books on their shelves come from self-published authors like yourself, Trent and Daisy. So we can't. We need to support basically our community to get our stories out there. It's really simple. Do what Beck did. Do what Dave's about to do. What I will do.
Get on
Thank
the Kickstarter.
You so much.
Kickstart.
Yeah. Help Kickstart. The uni students.
Yeah, please.
The life issues that, well, matter. Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
It's a beautiful intro.
Thank you.
It is so good.
You stole a little bit from a particular...
Tonight's episode of Family Matters is brought to you by the letter B.
For what?
BU Collection.
Oh, and Beck.
Oh, very nice.
Trust Beck to include herself in there somehow.
Yep.
We are joined by a very lovely producer and also writer, Louis Hansen, as well.
He's not our producer. Gina's our producer.
I'm a lovely writer too.
We haven't told Gina
published
that.
Like
finding morphed into the same person.
It's we have. Now, what I love, David... is
yes.
What you've got in your hand.
I love this so much that I seriously love this more than custard tarts itself. In celebration of National Coming Out Day, Lou Hansen shared a coming out letter.
I saw you read this.
I really
actually.
Love it.
Yeah.
I actually love this, the last line, but I'll read the first couple. It's you've just cut
I've
out a few.
I've edited a few cherry moments.
It starts off with, I haven't been happy recently. I've been watching others live content while I'm on the sidelines. I haven't been living my own life. My friends and my family are comfortable in their skin. Why can't I live like that? A few paraphrases later. For 18 years, I felt as though people don't understand me. That being said, I don't understand myself either. I'm still not sure why I've been put in this position, what my path in life is. And even though I'm not sure what happens next, that's okay, I guess. I'm ready and I'm now content. I'm finally free. And what I love the most is the last line. I love it so much. I'm gay. Let the next chapter begin.
How cool is that?
That is so cool. What Louis, inspired you the most?
We get to read this. It was in the SBS Sexuality pages. So that was published in 2014. Have I got the date right?
So I wrote it in 2014.
Yep.
It was first published last year. Coming out day, yeah.
Now, we didn't realise, and this is after Dave read it and he got a bit emotionals, you then told us this is actually the letter that you wrote and then gave to people.
Yeah, I mean, I was still very much closeted and repressed, and I still couldn't verbalise how I thought. And what I always come to, my therapy, is just writing. So I always just write what I can't say. And I wrote this overnight after school. After school had finished. And, yeah, I showed it to the first few people that I came out to. I just gave them the letter. I said, do with it what you will.
So you
still didn't speak about it.
You were there and watched them read
yeah.
the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did that happen?
Nobody was there with a red pen going, I'm sorry, it is.
I know.
It's there as in T-H-E-I-R. Yeah.
Nobody did that.
R-E. Yeah. It was great. And, I mean, to me, I guess when I wrote this, even though I did show people, for me anyway, it was just almost writing it to myself. It was a bit of therapy. It was great when SBS published it because it just felt like everything had come a bit full circle in a way. It was great.
Did you give this to your parents or did you vocalise? Did you come out actually?
The first time they read this was when it was in SBS.
Oh, okay.
With my parents, I definitely wanted to sit down and I felt like I owed it to them to, you know, talk to them face to face. But I know that, you know, I'm fortunate in that position to do so.
What I loved is, I think, a little bit later you wrote some advice to that 18-year-old self in another article that was also published, and there are some tips you wanted to give your 18-year-old self, and that's what, you know, I loved hearing from Nan McGregor talking about the tips that she had, like don't do it at Christmas, don't do it on Mother's Day, and be patient with people. Like, they're really good tips. Dave, what are some of the tips that Louis had?
Where am I looking?
Sorry, I can just get.
I love it. I'll read that. I can read. Because I really
thank you. That was a handball, and I was like, I don't want to do.
I saw you reading intently.
I was reading it.
He's got it.
I'm going to tell you some of the tips Louis had because I love them.
Thank you, darling.
There'll still be moments where you doubt yourself, and that's okay. You'll continue to come out nearly every day. You'll still face homophobia, whether explicit or implicit, but this time you'll know how to handle it. Hold your platonic LGBTQIA+ friends close. You'll need them. You'll educate those around you. Open their eyes. You'll feel alone and different until you learn to value the very attributes that made you feel alone and different in the first place. And then I love this. You'll be happier than you ever thought possible. And was that true?
Definitely. Yeah. I guess just reading the initial coming out letter a couple years on, parts of it were very, I guess, naive. And I realized, I guess when I initially wrote that letter, it was almost like I thought that it was like, this was it, you know? And I was just so naive to the fact that you just continue, you keep on learning new things. But I was so absolute at the time. I was just like, I'm gay and now let the next chapter begin. I definitely learnt so much more in subsequent years.
Dave, if you had to, how old were you when you, like, kind of formally came out?
I think age? I was 25.
25.
I like to imagine old. You formally coming out in a suit.
Well, global warming.
Formal attire.
Out, so feel free to.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished guests. I'd just like to make a few announcements. Just a bit of the toilets are at the back, blah, 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 and blah, I'm gay.
Gay.
That's Yay. How it went. Yeah. Something like that.
Something like
that. No, I actually sent a text message to some of my, parents.
Wow.
I can't remember exactly what I said, and I think I've had so many phones since I can't find it. I wish I'd kept that text message, but I remember being quite long-winded.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And they're sitting there scrolling going, hey,
yeah, I think by the time they finish the text message, what is he all about? Does he want to borrow $20 or what's going on? But I remember, yeah, that's what I did.
Now, what advice, in your all these years that have passed, what advice would you have given that 25-year-old about to come out?
David.
Messenger? Wi-Fi?
David, you're far too late. Because by the time I built up so much courage to come out, and every time I told somebody, and I actually, the thousands of people that have that now know, I've never had any negative feedback. So it was like, what the hell was I waiting for, really? But there's so much fear built up inside you. I didn't want to tell anybody for ages, but and quite a lot of people said, David, we already knew, mate. We know you like football. We know you like cricket, but seriously, you also like men.
You know what's funny you say that? Because of all the friends and family I've had that have come out, every single one I've been like, yeah, I know. Like, it, you know, often I think people are the last people to kind of accept it themselves. Because I've never once been shocked by anyone I know coming out.
Yeah, same.
I had a friend, Felicity, who I went to high school with, and I think she was like the last like group of friends that I actually told, because we were catching up for like a bit of a school reunion. I thought, I'll tell them in advance because I don't want to still have that face-to-face interaction. And I remember telling her, she came back to me and goes, what the hell? Can you stop telling people that you're gay? Just go and live your life. So since then, I've never told really anybody else. So I just, they can just find out for themselves.
Yeah.
If you've a friend on Facebook or Instagram, you see that I'm on Joy 94.9 every week.
Hashtag find David Date on a gay radio station. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm on the gay radio station every week too. Yeah,
but you're, you know, also the Ally of the Year award, you know.
Yay.
You got that little...
Now, Louis, amongst all this shenanigans on Family Matters, have you learnt anything tonight from us, the presenters?
No.
Yes, sir. Of course.
What's your experience been like?
It's been so much fun. I've absolutely loved it.
Correct.
As I said from the start, you won't be able to get rid of me now.
Oh, we've kept you.
Yeah, no, I'll be here every week.
Do you want to do a bit of a promo for us, a bit of an ID, a live ID? Have we ever done that with one of our guests?
Yeah.
You just like introduce yourself and say you're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Because the rest of our audience really want to hear that. Go, Louis.
Because I'm incredible, you know. Hello, I'm Louis Hansen and you're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
That's actually very good.
That's brilliant.
Cool. Gina,
we could do
let's
this
get
more.
Rid of Dave. And
this one, younger, newer model.
Yes, a newer, younger, upgraded version of me.
Might be easier to find him a date.
Now, Beck, I wanted to ask you, we asked ourselves, you know, what advice we'd give ourselves. If you were gay...
Yeah,
and Rowena and I have a bet on at the moment about you maybe one day coming out as a lesbian. We know you've got to win this Ally Award. Yep. Mm-hmm. How do you reckon you would do it?
Oh, I reckon I would crap my pants.
Do you reckon you'd text like Dave did? Would you write a letter like Lewis did? Or would you go in hiding like I did?
I reckon I'd probably be a combination. Mm. I reckon I'd build it up. Like I'd send people a weird text message being like, oh, I've got to talk to you about something.
Yes.
And make it really dramatic. And they'd be like, what is wrong? Is she dying?
Can I put a request in?
Sure.
If you ever do. This is how I'd like you to come out.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a big football person, but I pay attention and I've seen things. There are these banners that football players run through and there's words on them. I'd really like that Adelaide maybe banner one day to say, Beck is a lesbian, and then she runs out through the banner.
I will do that
again. Thank you. I'll make it.
Speaking of footy, now, we all know Beck is an avid Adelaide fan. Would you find it more difficult telling your parents, A, you're a lesbian, or B, that you're a poor Adelaide supporter?
Wait, let's let her think about this, and I know she's listening.
Currently it's Family Matters, but coming up is the Woods, and I'll tell you right now, they've got a big show coming up.
They're talking about gerontophilia.
Okay, Beck and I both had to Google definition that one.
That is...
So now we know, and you will find out if you stay tuned.
You will. It's probably not a family-friendly topic.
I don't want to... Yeah. Anyway,
moving on.
Anyway, another day, another story.
There is a Kickstarter campaign which we've been touching on throughout the night that Lewis has come in to talk about these books. Now, Beck's made a donation. Dave and I are about to make a donation. What is that money actually for? Where are you at? You're 50% off your target.
50%. It's essentially to cover all of the manufacturing, production, distribution, all of those costs, I guess. Because at the end of the day, we're just three uni students who have this grand idea. But obviously, because we're students and we're poor, we don't have the funds to do so.
Yeah.
So it'll essentially just cover all the boring things, the manufacturing and so.
That friends can't do for free. Yeah, there are some things that actually still need to get paid for at the end of the day. That's right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Louis. I'm so
thank
tired.
You.
Clearly, my words are not even coming out.
It's
me,
been
Dave.
Great. I hope you've had fun.
I've had so much fun. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Can I just do a shout out? If you've lost your marriage equality survey or your dog ate it or you dropped it in the toilet, you've got till 6 o'clock tomorrow to request a new one. Don't be complacent. Everyone has to vote.
Everyone has to. Has everyone in this room voted?
Yes.
That's,
we need to vote. Get out there, get your replacement survey.
How many, what are we up to? 5 more million people need to vote?
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's actually a lot.
That's basically the audience that listens to this show. So
exactly.
We've probably sorted it tonight.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
The Woods are on next. Talking about a word that Beck and I just had to look up.
You're going to learn something.
You're going to learn something.
And also, if you're loving Family Matters as much as I am, as much as Louis is, you can go onto iTunes and search for Family Matters. You can download all our podcasts, even our first one, which I'm embarrassed about that first one. We need to, Beck, you and I need to try and hide that and damage it.
We do.
And
Dave and I have listened to that that time, and we were embarrassed by ourselves.
Oh. Well, the last podcast is getting great traction. That was when we had the 17 kids from Rainbow Families in the studio that I had to edit down 5 hours into 40 minutes.
That's why you're the very lovely producer, Gina.
It's actually some great content there, and two of those interviews have made it onto the broader community broadcast network, along with Chicks Talking Footy and the tag team as well, which Dave is part of.
Tuesday mornings at 6:30 to 9 a.m. You can join Hunter, Harry and Dave the Apprentice.
That's right.
Chicks Talking Footy every night, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, until next week, which is our last show.
And our takes on a Monday night. If you want to talk about queer film, you can catch me then. But
another edition
next
of
week.
Another edition of Family Matters. And before we end,
this is terrible.
You're the time of the night, the famous Wolfgar.
This is terrible.
Go!
Wolf greyhounds are dogs that run really fast.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.